Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Benji, are you muted?
Yeah, I hadn't said anything.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I thought that. To see where else y'all were going to go with that.
That's most of what Tiernan has to put in. I'm not.
Jesse is doing an exceptionally poor job of keeping her face from looking kind of like she's not talking out loud, but it's kind of obvious that she's like feeling ways about something, you know, the usual bad liar, rotten liar, whatever.
No, don't blame me too much there.
Okay, while all this is going on, you guys are taken further and further into town. You do in fact see that bank off to the right as you ride further in, and see signs of quite a bit of activity. This is a big town. There's a lot of folks here, and people are scurrying around harvesting from those previously noted truck gardens that are attached to basically every house and every field. One thing that you do notice as you make your way through the town is here and there you spot what look to be like churches, Christian churches of various denominations, all burned. None of them are fully standing. Some of them are all the way burned to the ground. But it is a fairly systematic manner. Any church that you pass or can see down the roads as you go has been torched.
Shit.
Hmm.
So and Jesse looks between Tiernan and Astoria. We probably keep our affiliations under the table for now.
I always do.
I don't think these people would recognize mine.
I don't think I'd recognize yours.
And I've even told you what mine is. Yeah.
Okay. You continue on through the town and get a lot of curious looks from all the people that you pass. Or not all the people, but a fair number of the people that you pass. He wasn't lying about saying that they don't get a ton of visitors. So you definitely get some interested looks as you go by. They especially don't get a lot of visitors that look like you guys. Tiernan is wearing multicolored scale mail.
I thought I was keeping that under a robe of some sort.
Gotcha. Well, yeah.
I'm not trying to advertise, yeah.
An old man in a robe on a horse is weird enough.
That's fair.
But the rest of you are pretty well armored and have swords, and it's interesting.
Especially when we have Olathe. Which we don't currently, but like...
Yeah.
We've got old guy in a robe, guy in samurai armor, woman in a headdress, white-haired girl.
Italian. Thumbs up.
Aggressively Italian is like the most normal, I think. Like, Jesse and Jessica are probably the most outwardly normal people here.
Mm-hmm. J-Squad.
The rest of us are fucking weirdos.
because this group is a bunch of weirdos.
I can't even tell if anything's weird.
Faith is making a point of, like, waving and smiling at people.
You get friendly enough ways back. You get some weird looks, because suspicion, but, like, for the most part, most people give you at least a little respectful nods as you go by.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. After a bit of time has transpired, though, you find yourself, like, deep in the heart of town. And it is largely a residential town. Like, there's easily 7/8 of the town is just suburban house sprawl. But you make your way into the center of town where there is more, like, commercial districts and stuff. And work your way through there until a church comes into view that has not been torched. It is the largest of the buildings you have seen thus far. Let's see here if I can get a picture of this place. Perhaps not. Notably, what there were probably crucifixes on top of the two steeples are not there. And the top of the sign has been ripped off. And where the message would have been on the board no longer has anything to do with the Catholic Church that was here. It just says, "Bless the corn." That's all that it says on the message board. The horse-mounted guards stop, tie their horses to, like, the railing that's outside the church, and direct you guys to do the same. And then one of them goes to talk to a couple of guards that are standing in front of the church. After a moment, he comes back. The prophet will see you. Remember,
neat.
Don't do anything. Well, you remember the rules.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. I gotcha.
Okay, straightforward. And the big double doors are opened. And gestured for you to walk forward.
I make my approach.
Yeah, Jesse goes.
Okay.
Walk.
With cannolis.
With cannolis.
With cannolis.
Important you part. Are walked into kind of an entrance hall before the main sanctuary, and there are a few more guards there. Okay. Hey, one holds up a hand. All right, just precautionary measures. I'd have to ask you to leave your weapons here. We don't know you. It's nothing personal, just safety precautions.
Jesse hands over her spear. Or puts it wherever the fuck they need it put.
There's a counter.
Yeah, she's gonna put it down. And then the shield as well.
Dearden has a walking stick. Is that getting eyes?
This guy's seen Lord of the Rings. You wouldn't part an old man from his walking stick. Damn right I would, wizard.
Is this the thing you want? I'd sure rather not walk like that. Ace offers an arm. Oh, fine. I guess we're leaning into this. Why not? Anyway, this sword is older than this country. If something happens to it, I will be very upset. But in the interest of goodwill, take good care of it.
The guard gives it a very, very long look. Interesting.
Yeah, mine is an heirloom too. I don't know how old it is though. But if you break it, I'm gonna be real mad.
They'll be safe right here. And then he looks to the others that have not yet handed over their weapons. Jessica kind of taps the right side of her, taps like the inside of her right arm with a little careful gesture and a glance at Astoria of like, no matter what, I'm still armed. Just as a reminder to Astoria that she has a blade no matter what, because it's in her bones.
Are they patting us down too, or just...
No.
Interesting. Astoria will take off both of her bows with a very long look at whoever's standing by them, and then turn away.
Okay.
In we go.
Yep, sorry. I was still muted. You are ushered forward into the main hall. And it, for the most part, looks like any other Catholic church that any of you have probably been in. You do notice an interesting bit in the stained glass at the far end. That looks to have been replaced. 'Cause it definitely doesn't have any... Jesus-y adjacent symbology or art on it any longer. It has what looks to be representations of the four seasons. And then in the center is that symbol of corn. I specify corn with, as in the corn that you eat, not skulls for the skull throne.
Dude, I've been saying that after like under my breath every fucking time.
you might run into that cult yet, but it's not here now.
Blood for the blood god, corn syrup for the corn god.
remind me to tell you about the Ukrainian unit that uses corn for their logo later.
Also, just a full-blown side note, have you ever watched it's Brennan Lee Mulligan running a game. It's like Fantasy High. That's it.
Oh my god, I'm actually watching it right now. I'm about to start sophomore year.
There's just a corn god. Like,
yes, there is.
Like a canonically major,
yep.
Yeah, major like, theme of the series. Like
amazing.
A god about ears of corn.
Yep. Yeah, their cleric, her magic smells like corn.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I'll watch that one.
It's been on my mind this whole time too. I didn't know if you had done that the whole time.
Yes, no. I was. I was trying to keep it under wraps.
Amazing. Accidentally ripping off Brindley Mulligan. I'll take it.
Great minds think alike. Worst things to do.
End of the hallway. Basically, you notice for one thing also the pews have been removed. Those probably made really solid firewood during the winter.
Fuel for the corn fires.
Yep. But standing at the like ahead of where there would have been an aisle to walk through the pews. Not even behind the pulpit. He's just kind of standing in front of it. It's a dude. And he is wearing robes not too dissimilar from Tiernan's. Just kind of basic flowy robes all around him. And he has one of those corn symbols also hanging around his neck. But he also has a second symbol, a silver chain that is a little bit smaller and hanging up above that. And I will need a wits occult from anyone who would like to try and identify that.
What's my diff, Captain?
Diff 8 for this one.
2 sec.
0.
Can I offer you intelligence occult?
Yes. Two from Tiernan, 0 from Chase.
Diff 8?
Mm-hmm.
Also 2.
Okay. What you guys see is an inverted triangle with what looks to be a dagger with a small droplet on the tip of the dagger. And then kind of coming up through the middle of the triangle is a tree. In leaf above and roots below, and what look to be some kind of vines around the bases of it. And I will post the image. Oh, it's a transparent image, so that did not come through great. That sucks cheeks. Let's try that again. It looks cool on my red backgrounded Discord, but if y'all's Discord is black, you probably can't see shit. Nope. That's
your fucking cat.
God damn it. 1 second.
Just paste it onto a Google page and then snip it.
I'm gonna go even more low effort than that and take a picture of my fucking screen with my fucking phone.
You're a monster.
The two hermetics, which is pretty great that they're the two that caught what this is, would recognize that as a very old verbena symbol. It's also a little bit of a riff on a symbol that is used in Gardnerian Wicca. But definitely a not a mainstream version of that symbol. This is a symbol of the verbena that dates back to, like, the Renaissance. Modern verbena don't really use this.
Yeah. Love to hear that.
As you guys walk up closer, he kind of raises up both hands in the, like, you know, mea culpa type gesture. Welcome. What brings you to the town of Belvedere?
You want a cannoli?
We're calling it cannoli diplomacy.
Amazing. That is,
as he holds out a cannoli.
One of the better things I've heard this week. He takes a cannoli. Perception awareness.
Perception awareness. What diff do you want?
Diff 6.
Diff 4?
Mm-hmm.
Hidden magic?
Mm-hmm.
Four successes. And I would like to specify that she's not doing it on purpose, but Elaine wants it to be on purpose. She is holding out the cannoli with the Kernanos hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is going to be seven successes from Samson.
When he takes the cannoli with his right hand, his left hand falls to his waist. And he seems to run his thumb over the hilt of what looks to be a small knife as he casts something. Looks to be prime vision.
Detect poison. Gotcha. Oh,
yeah. Of the, is there magic attached to this variety?
Nope, it's just full of love.
And he scarfs it.
Hell yeah. I got more where that came from.
Impressive. Wow. Imagine that there's still bakers and good bakers in these days.
Man, she's Italians, one of the best. Man. Yeah.
So, they tell me... Well, they tell me two things. First of all, I am the prophet of Belvedere. But... they tell me that you came from Kirkland and that you are also familiar with the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in that case, the profit business can stay outside.
Out of character, are we like somewhat isolated with the prophet? Like are there people close by?
They're stacked up at the far back of the room, but he's speaking very quietly.
Okay, that's, I just wanted to make sure before I started saying stuff that he probably doesn't want heard in front of other people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. I was hoping for that.
My name is Craig. In private?
Craig.
That would be fine. In public? I'm sure you know how it is.
Jesse looks like obviously surprised by Craig.
Prophet it is.
It's fucking Craig!
So, in the interest of being, you know, super direct, because, you know, we're all on the same page here. Obviously, we did the paranoid thing. Did a little bit of scoping around, as you do when, you know, werewolves show up to eat people in broad daylight sometimes.
What to do?
You are, like, aware that the human sacrifice stuff is, like, really bad for you, yeah? I'm choosing to believe that this is a thing that's happening because you don't want everybody to starve to death when you can just kill hopefully a few. I'm not going to try to guess at your numbers. But, like, that is the situation here, yeah?
If I'm being honest...
And I'm checking for that. Stead and also rolled four. Four successes worth of lie detector.
I would have preferred you didn't know about that, but it is what it is. I should have expected as much from other will workers.
Yeah.
It's true. We, well, the people of the town view it as sacrifices.
Mind link, Jesse goes, called it!
It is the harvesting of quintessence. At first, it was troublemakers, people who tried to take from us. any bandits we got our hands on, anyone we captured. It's become a little less discriminate recently.
Word got out and the bandits dried up.
A fortunate side effect, I suppose. Cards on the table. I have a little shy of 30,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of warehouses and factories and grain silos that was enough to limp us through most of last year. By limp, I mean very lean rations. There was not another way to feed this many people. I needed more quintessence than I could muster. When I tell you, he lifts that left hand up, and you notice that the pinky and ring finger on that side are withered black and dead. When I tell you that I have danced with the paradox demons, you understand what I mean.
Yep. That's, I mean, this is all what I was hoping to hear, in the interest of being, you know, blatantly honest. Feels a little nefandy. We were worried that would be the case again. It's kind of been happening a lot. Desperation is way better. This whole time, I shit you not. Woke up this morning, we've figured some of this stuff out. I said I'm crossing my fingers now for a Verbena.
Well, you got me there.
Oh shit, is that what that is?
Oh. Yes. A very old sect. I know this isn't ideal. I know that even my own sect would have cast me out in the old days for this, and they wouldn't have been wrong. And frankly, I don't blame you if you condemn me as well, but simple truth.
How many you reckon would have starved without you? 15, 20-ish?
The majority. And those left likely resorting to much worse than we've done here. Have you been to Marengo?
No, is it a shit show?
Probably don't.
Is it dangerous?
Unfortunately. Some of the bandits that we took early came from there.
Pardon the rudeness. Guys, do we... Actually... Craig, how many people are there? I'm sorry.
In his town, or in...
Marengo.
He shrugs.
Like, hundreds of bandits? Thousands?
Probably 1,000 or so people in total.
Jesse Browns.
They have a word for them here that has kind of taken off. The people here call them eaters. I don't think I fully need to explain what that means.
Animanimalism. Well, that's 1,000 people. We should make a note to scout that, because that might be a good target for some early coalition practice for, you know, combat experience for our people before the Risen Kingdom shows up and kills us all. Thumbs up at, like, Astoria and Tiernan and Jesse.
Jesse just has, like, a fucking stank face this entire time. She hates all of this news other than the fact that he's, like... She hates the update that he did it out of desperation for his people, because that does make it more gray for her. And she doesn't like that struggle. She wanted this to be clean cut. She wanted him to be a bad guy so she wouldn't have to feel fucking bad about whatever has to happen.
So,
we've also gotten no sense of deceit, right? Between.
Yeah, we got lie detector Chase on it.
It's as best as Chase mind, all that shit. Yeah, as far as you can tell from both mundane and magical means, he's being straight with you.
He's just in a shitty situation. That's rough, buddy.
She hands him another cannoli.
He takes it. That is your last cannoli.
I was about to say, if I'm not out, I'm running low, I'm sure.
That is the last one you have.
Yeah, then that's the greatest peace offering she can give, is the last cannoli.
So.
Thank you.
Obviously, you know what you're doing is fucking terrible for your soul.
Yep.
I know what you're doing is fucking terrible for your soul. Do you have any variety of trade goods?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He kind of, his eyebrows go up a little bit, and he's a little
Jesse
bit.
Jesse pinches the bridge of her nose.
Taking a little bit.
We're going straight into problem-solving mode, man. We know people scattered around here. We've already established trade between a couple of different groups. Is there any way that you could start trading for food instead of killing people for food?
Any tradespeople? Crafters?
We have crafters. We're trying to teach some of the skills that we do have out to more people. We've got a fair amount of metal from some different manufacturing places that were here. We're trying to convert some of that we are converting some of that into weapons. There's a rock quarry, which is we're trying to find some use for. We have more gravel than you can possibly imagine. It's what all the barricades are filled with. We've abandoned the town north of the river. Too hard to defend. If we have the means to dismantle homes and buildings and structures across the way, there might be something to be done with that. Unfortunately, other than a fairly large number of people, we don't have too much to offer. If we can teach some of those people skills, then that may change, but we're kind of hand-to-mouth here.
Just trying to think of ways to bridge the gap between how much food you need and how much food you can produce without murdering people. Shit. This is where we need Olathe. Do you know about how far it is to Harvard from here?
One second. Sorry, let me confirm that.
It's true if it doesn't.
It's a day's steady ride. A day's hard ride. 2 days if you're taking it easier. About 20 miles. We've had some problems with them. Some of their scouts have run into some of our scouts. It's often gone poorly. Sometimes our fault, sometimes theirs. Trying to stay out of their way for the most part. You're a little more relaxed about this than I thought you would be.
That's complicated. The short version is that I've, you know, also done some really bad shit, and it is what it is. The longer version is, obviously, if you stop doing this, then 18,000-20,000 people starve to death before this time next year, and that's usually considered to be extremely bad shit, which is worse than regular bad shit. So obviously, you know, we want to find a solution before you corrupt your soul to the part where you start thinking that eating babies sounds reasonable. And you probably also want this to be solved before you start thinking eating babies sounds reasonable.
Preferable.
So, you know, it sucks. I hate that this is what's been happening. I suppose I apologize for wasting the food that was given, but obviously I'm not eating that if I don't have to. But, like, it's done. It happened. Now we're at a point of what can we do to make that stop happening with the least amount of loss of life. Or we, you know, are monsters and don't take that approach, right?
He shrugs again. I can see an argument for just saying what I'm doing is wrong, putting me down, and leaving the town to its fate. I think, I think there's plenty of others who would do just that.
Yeah, but wouldn't that many dead people, like, attract some weird spirits and shit? Then that's another mess we gotta clean up.
Oh.
Yeah. That happened in Genoa.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like, we already dealt with that. I don't want to do that again.
Whatever you do, don't go west from here.
What are you going to say?
We've west. Already been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you, like, been in there? Because we went in, and there's a Nexus Crawler in there.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. That feels like information that everybody that's not objectively bloodthirsty insane should probably know.
That explains a lot. Okay. I have a little bit of experience with spiritual magic, and I've been able to deflect a little of that. But, there's weird shit reaching out from in there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get, like, a whole ass posse together to deal with that, because obviously that can't stay there forever, but that's when we can reasonably say every mage in a 100-mile radius is coming, not now. Because I don't think we have the ability to completely deflect that either.
I suppose. How many more like us are out here?
Quite a few, and most of them would probably prefer that I contact them before just telling you where they are. Or, you know, who they are. Obviously not every town, but you're not alone.
Small comfort, but comfort is comfort.
Anyway, you said you had a rock quarry?
Yeah. Not doing much with it now, but it's granite. Quite a bit of it. Southwest of here. Right on the edge of town. We're not really digging because we've got enough piled up for the things that we need it for, but suppose it could be useful.
Probably. We're comfortable being relaxed and casual, and we're in problem-solving mode. Nobody's going to get offended by anything. Yeah. Basically, what I'm about to suggest here is there's like some people that I should probably just have a conversation with and see if they're open to having a conversation with you. As the prophet, not as Craig, because that's your secret to reveal to whoever you choose. But like, we could just actually get the ball rolling on sorting something out, like right now, if that's interesting to you.
What do you have in mind?
There are people with food who may be interested in rocks.
Okay.
And last I checked, that was not... acquiring rocks is not something that takes a whole lot of training. Shitty way to get started, but, you know, build towards not having to do manual labor to survive. Anyway, do you mind if we take a minute? Or if I take a minute with Jesse, at least?
Sure. He's kind of got an expression on his face of, like, very cautious optimism.
Chase is very clearly thinking a million miles a second right now. Like, he's moving his hands, and Jesse would know. He's not Italian about it, but he's looking a little Italian about it right now. Maybe the Mortadellos are rubbing off on him.
He's joined the family.
A lot of energy, because he thinks he's just actually firmly onto something in that Harvard looked to be in the market for a great deal of building materials and had a great deal of cows. And that if we could get these two motherfuckers to talk instead of stab each other, they might be able to fix each other's problems. Or start fixing each other's problems. And then we can also go to the Fairy Kingdom and see if they can assist in fixing each other's problems. He's on to something. Maybe.
Okay.
Who am I calling?
Probably send me, actually.
Oh. Okay.
It'll be quick.
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that without a big portal, right? I don't need a port. I can just do that with core 3.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep,
core 3 and send. Life 2 to send someone else. There just wouldn't be a portal for you to come with.
Yeah. Is he able to stay mind linked that far away? How is he going to let me know? Okay, how do I know you need to come back?
Keep an eye on me.
Okay. Ooh. Jesse's rolling real nice tonight.
I'll say beam me up, Scotty, when I'm ready.
Okay. I think that's two successes after that one. Maybe three? Is that three?
Not right here, but...
Yeah, I'm just rolling forward.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Craig, I'll be back in shortly. I'm going to borrow Jesse for just a minute. And I'm going to go talk to some people.
Okay.
And then go off to a side where Chase can tell Jesse to send him to Harvard. Without just outright, he's already probably assuming Harvard has food. It's been mentioned by name once in the direct relation to the food, but, you know, a little any step at not being completely obvious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Jesse, if you could send me to Harvard now, that'd be great.
Yep. I think that's two successes, Benji. I can't remember if it's a five or a six to do this. I think it's six.
It's a six.
Okay, then yeah, two successes.
Okay. Take your point of paradox.
Yep. And the flavor of this, the the focus is impact.
Slap him.
She's gonna like hit it, like pat him real hard on the back, just like, pop, and he's gone.
Amazing. Okay. Where in Harvard are you sending him?
Where did he want to go? We're still in a mind link. We were still in a mind link.
So they had a city hall, didn't they?
Yeah, that big wooden hall that they built.
Front steps of City Hall.
Alrighty. Not front steps. Find a bush to put me behind.
Drop him in a bush.
You're about to get a whole lot more paradox when he pops into view of 100 people.
Find a bush.
Chase pops into existence in Harvard, and Jesse pops out of existence. okay. Yeah, so you feel a little nauseated as you depart Belvedere and reappear in a bush across the street from the big wooden hall that they built.
How spooked does Jesse get if Tiernan looks her dead in the face and goes, "Wow, that's how you disintegrate people?" just for a half second of, huh?
No, I can, he's still there. I can feel it. Checks. Two successes for correspondence vision to follow Chase.
Yeah, but it's just obvious that wasn't confident, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's obvious it wasn't confident. Jesse's got the flaw rot liar.
It's okay.
Oh yeah, he's still there. So, yeah, Chase, you're in a bush across the street. One of their cavalry patrols goes by. And you can see the guards in front of in front of the main hall, just a few of them standing there on watch and a few horses tied up in front. But overall, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot going on here outside the norm.
Neat. Straight into City Hall it is.
Okay. You are stopped at the front door.
Was it sheriff here, Benji?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a sheriff and a boss man. Boss man's in charge. Sheriff's basically the militia guy. I'll give you the names because you're a mind mage. It's Ian Schmidt is the boss man and Frank Staunton is the sheriff.
Okay. Sounded like everybody just called him the boss man, for the most part. So yeah, stopped at the door. Morning, gentlemen.
And morning.
Ladies, if there are any.
There is.
Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if any of you recognize me. I'm Dr. Chase Reynolds. I've been here before, met with the boss man. Could somebody just... If he's available, could somebody just say, hey, boss man, Dr. Reynolds is here and would like to speak with you, please?
The door opens, and Frank kind of swaggers out, one hand holding a cigarette and the other with his thumb hooked through his belt buckle. Yeah, I know this guy.
Morning.
Fuck you doing here, Reynolds?
I'd like to speak with the boss man about an exciting new opportunity for you guys to acquire large amounts of granite.
Granite.
For making walls and shit.
Huh. You can kind of see the wheels turning behind his eyes, and you remember that, like, he's the one that designed their whack-ass defenses. All right. Well, come on in. We just finished up a conversation. He's not in the best of moods, but maybe you'll cheer him up.
You think coffee would help?
Bro, coffee always helps. We ran out months ago.
Cool. Three successes. Chase follows, giving his water bottle a good shake.
He leads you. There's a big chair at the end of the hall because it is like the big communal dining hall type scenario that seats several hundred people. But he leads you off to the side office where you met before. Oh, shit. Reynolds.
Morning.
Wasn't figuring on seeing you today.
Me neither.
What brings you up here?
Magic mostly, but,
all right.
Sorry, that was a bad joke.
That one. For real, though.
Exciting opportunities in the form of granite, which I believe your sheriff here has already started to piece together the significance of.
You can do a lot with granite.
I have a culty, but in a good way, town of about 30,000 that has granite and... Benji, what was the other one that they had? Metal. No, never mind. Large amounts of granite and metal and minimal amounts of food that would probably be very happy to exchange that for cows.
Big squint. Uh-huh. And who might that be?
Belvedere.
I thought so.
Coffee?
Yeah, he takes it, gives it a sniff, pour some into a glass on his table, and adds some bourbon behind it.
Excellent choice, sir.
Sip. All right. Belvedere. What do you know about them? Like, really know about them?
A lot. Probably more than you. Because I just came from there. After speaking with their boss man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
We've heard about their profit.
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you he's taken some of our people?
He didn't explicitly mention it, but did mention that you had crossed paths and it had not gone well. Sometimes for you guys, sometimes for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his people caught a group of our scouts down near Caprone. Took all but one. One got away, was able to follow far enough to figure out where they were coming from. We've not seen or heard from them since.
How long ago was that?
Better than a month. Now it's been when our parties run into each other, either they attack us or we attack them. In fact, conversation that Frank and I had this morning, looking more and more like we're headed for a war with these folks. We don't know what they want or what they're doing. We took one of theirs alive. Didn't really seem to know much. Babbled on and on about the prophet. We couldn't seem to give us any kind of an answer as to why they're taking folks.
If I could get you and your sheriff in a room somewhere neutral with the prophet and one of his if he'd like to bring it, at most, would you be willing to talk before you start this war? Would you be willing to extend that amount of trust to me as well?
You've not led us astray yet. You did deal with that bloodsucker problem.
I'm not here to force anybody. I'm not here to make you do anything. But I am here to tell you, from what I've seen, it's bad. But I don't think they're doing it for the wrong reasons. I think it's bad because they're trying to make the best of a very bad situation. Again, they have 30,000. And from the sound of it, most of them have not starved yet. Which is impressive. I don't think they want to fight you any more than you want to fight them. And unfortunately, I do think they are willing to fight if that's what has to happen, just as you're willing to fight if that's what has to happen, and just as any of us are.
True.
But, I think we all know the outcome of a fight between the two of you is most likely how it goes in the wild, where both animals injured retreat only to bleed out separately. So fighting bad, you know?
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong. All right, Reynolds. We'll do it your way. They better have a good answer for what's been happening.
Between you and me, and obviously I don't make all of the decisions among my people, I'm definitely more on Harvard's side than Belvedere's. I'm not exactly a fan of what's going on there. And we're hoping to stop that by giving them an opportunity to stop that without everybody starves situation. But it will be stopped one way or another.
All right. He holds out a hand. Take your word on it.
Fish shakes it.
Now, where do you plan to set this meeting at?
Probably a box in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. let me know when you know.
Will do. Pleasure as always, and fingers crossed, yeah?
Fingers crossed.
So excused, Chase will go ahead and get up, go find the nearest place where he's not in immediate view of anybody, and say, beam me up, Scotty.
All right. In the meantime...
Oh, boy.
In the meantime...
You should check General.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
A lot of tens on a paradox roll. Okay.
Yeah, I got more successes than I had dice for it. I really don't like this.
Well, on the bright side, you're going to be at zero.
I'll be at one. I have a permanent.
You discharge all but your permanent paradox. I actually have not had to use this document for a while, so give me a moment while I pull up the paradox document.
Jesse's going to be really fucking mad at you, Chase.
There you are. Flavio's fucked up catalog of paradox flaws.
In Chase's defense, he doesn't have a door to Harvard.
Yeah. The good news is that's still a technically minor explosion.
Thank God. Is it because of the ones?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 total discharged. Minus the 2 ones brings you to 5. However, that still sucks a lot of ass.
yeah.
And that was...
Isn't it 8?
It was 8. You're right. It was 8. Sorry. I missed one. And that was... correspondence.
It always is.
It always is.
Which is also not good.
So for one, Jesse does suffer 6 points of bashing damage.
Can I just pass out?
Probably damn close to it, yeah.
Jesse's just gonna, she's gonna, like, when she goes to slap Chase's back, it pops, and then she, like she got hit in the stomach with her own hit, and then falls.
That's less than ideal. Astoria starts digging through her bag. And comes up with 2 jars. One is a jar of smelling salts. and the other, is, fuck, what is the, one is like a little, herb paste. That is going to basically negate a little bit of the damage enough so that she can be conscious again.
Okay.
Being passed out in potentially enemy territory is not ideal. And that is 4 successes.
Okay, 4 successes is enough to counteract 6 points of bashing damage. So Jesse, yeah, you go from borderline grayed out on the floor to looking up at Astoria kneeling over you and the smell of ammonia and herbs all at once. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't feel so good. Thanks.
Pulls a little trash bag out of her bag and offers it to Jesse.
I think I just got backlash.
Oh, almost certainly. Yeah, that was a spicy one, too. Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm empty.
Don't suppose we can get Chase home? Everything look okay, normal-wise?
Jesse looks around.
Nothing immediate.
I think it doesn't look weird like it did last time, at least. I mean, everything looks normal now.
Alright, well, we don't want you to, like, accidentally splice Chase or anything on the way back, so maybe we hold off on that for now.
Yeah.
We gotta get in touch with him somehow, though.
Yeah.
How?
Jesse far? Starts... Jesse digs through her bag. I have... One last Naomi charm. And I am going to erase that.
Hold on. How far is Harvard from here?
About 20 miles.
How long would it take for something to fly there?
I was just gonna, isn't he somewhere right now that has a door?
No, Harvard does not have a door. That's why
Harvard does not. Okay.
You are. That's why Chase asked Jesse to send him.
Fair.
Because we okay. just. Yeah.
I was just gonna say we should have Naomi send him back.
Asking it would take somebody
a crow about a half an hour to fly there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which Chase can do.
You can use your charm if you want. I can also just ask a bird to fly there and pass a message, or ask a spirit to pass a message.
I think I am going to use the charm just for the sake of getting it out of my inventory, too. Jesse is going to rip the charm and let Naomi know that the situation, I guess, and to tell her to let Chase know that that he needs to head back on his own.
Okay. Chase responds with, "Oh man, that's rough. I'll see you guys shortly."
Yeah, be safe.
Aletha should still be at the clinic. You could probably get her to send you back.
Oh yeah. Also that. If she's not, like, wrist deep in baby, like, birthing, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's appropriate to...
All night, she should be fine.
I don't know about that. When Abby was in labor with Caroline, it took a long time.
Emergency
My mom's was 19 hours.
Did I say emergency C-sections are emergencies for a reason? No, cut that right, bitch out.
I'm a 20-hour baby.
Lily was 30.
Ew. Good golly gosh. You win. Okay.
Ew. That sounds terrible.
It was inactive labor.
That's fair. Anyway.
Okay. I think that is an excellent place to stop for the evening with Chase dooring back to Kirkland.
He's gonna fly or have teleport him.
He's gonna fly. First, he's actually gonna see if he can arrange himself a stick before he leaves while he's in stake land.
Oh my god.
We've taken breakfast. Fuck you guys. I'm having a ribeye.
You're able to get a small steak.
I trade a large amount of coffee to whoever provided the steak. Whoever's here's your steak, here's a bag of coffee. I love you.
You were able to get a marginally larger steak because you gave me coffee.
Oh, you're the best. And then, gonna eat a steak and then start flying.
Okay. I don't know how you want to do it, if now is better than later. There should be a conversation. Like, he seemed pretty amicable to it, so I didn't think it needed to be a huge deal of, like, we can't let people keep getting murdered. Hey, are you, like...
Are you down to stop doing that murder thing?
If you don't stop, I don't know about the rest of them. I'm not their speaker, but I have to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, if Tyrion wants to have that conversation with him, I'm down to play that out before we call it.
Yeah, that's how it's gonna start. Now that we have a moment of awkward silence, he's just gonna be pretty upright and about it. Just on morals, if we can't get sacrifices to stop, I understand food is the requirement. I will go through many steps to make that happen. I have to stop you, morally. Is that... You don't seem like you're doing this out of enjoyment, is the reason we get to have this conversation, though. And I am sympathetic to that issue.
Justice and all that, right?
Justice and all that.
I get it. I do. I hope it doesn't come to that. If it does, I get it. not... this is a weird thing to say. No hard feelings if you try to kill me, but... I am going to try to stop that.
I understand. You've got people depending on you.
All right. I think we understand each other.
I would rather stop doing what I'm doing 9 times out of 10 to help you grow food and actually feed people if it means you're not going to, you know, keep delving deeper. It is clearly not something that is going to last for the long haul. He holds up his own nub and gestures at the wilted hand. And
yikes.
My thoughts for you.
Yeah, you know. No, I understand. Do what...
Is there more than just... I mean this in a purely... alternatives kind of way. Is there more than just you?
No. If not for the belief of the town. Well, he holds up the hand. This was the cost of getting the town to believe. Big, big show. And once I had their belief, that powered a lot, and the sacrifices power more. It's the two together. The cult thing is necessary as well.
Well, not having enough. having a small army's belief is
a lot. Before the change, I think most of us would have killed for that alone.
But I mean, at the end of the day, You can run like this for what, a year? Maybe two if you're really somehow, you know, willing to dive deep for it. But then your worst fear happens anyway.
Yeah, my hope was we would find an alternative before it got to that point. Maybe we have.
Next time we get some downtime, and next time she isn't promptly passing out.
Yeah, is she?
Sorry, Jesse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Looks fine. If you count, I assume, what, a minor stroke worth of paradox?
I mean, it's not as bad as the coma was, but it's up there.
Been there, done that. Didn't enjoy it.
Nobody does.
Too.
right. But maybe we can figure out let nature do its thing. I mean, get some seeds enchanted to the point that, you know, maybe the wild is doing their thing a little bit too well, but you have the population to tamp that down if we aim the arrow right.
Okay. We'll see what solutions we can land on. Get...
Much appreciated.
Get her somewhere to rest while we wait for your guy to come back.
In a straightening up and getting back to his normal demeanor almost. Feels like there used to be a lot of pews in this room that maybe someone could have laid on.
Yeah, different kind of religion and great firewood. Sorry about that. No.
I assume Tiernan even just carries around a bedroll about half the time. Since we've gone on a horse adventure,
yeah,
that's probably just outside. We can get that set up for Jesse in the meantime. And then I don't know, for how long does it take Chase to fly places?
It'll probably take him about a half hour or so to get here.
He's going to be on for like an hour total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 20 minutes to consume steak, 10 minute conversation, waxing. 30 minute flight.
How's this guy feel about waxing philosophical about the classic argument of Hermetics and Verbena both saying they're the oldest chapter?
Get into a dick measuring contest.
No, I want to hear his. He's got a symbol that says he's older than me. That's fine. How old is he?
Yeah, he probably would, in fact, engage in some lighthearted banter about the two traditions with you.
Is he groaning in the corner?
Feeling absolutely miserable, yeah.
I have known nothing but a lot of alcohol to be the only thing that makes you stop feeling a backlash.
Yeah.
Chase is going to be bummed that he's missing out on that philosophical conversation. All of the shit he knows about traditions is mages that wanted to talk about their traditions around him.
Yeah.
Gloria is going to offer Jesse a small snack to try and help with the everything.
There's about 17 different opportunities for Astoria to jump in on that conversation also. If it doesn't happen, yeah. I know.
Talk to new people.
Jesse is going to express her gratitude for the small kindnesses that Astoria is showing her between like fucking burps and groans of feeling like shit.
Is Jesse's way of feeling paradox, violent indigestion?
This time it is.
Pretty frequently it is, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it feels pretty common at this point. I think I've been around for a backlash or three. And it's always, like, concluded in burps and farts.
Farts, whoa. That's Elaine, not Jesse.
You can't convince me that's not also Jesse. Like, your canon might be different. It's not for me. Okay. No, Tiernan is going to enjoy actually being around someone else who's been around for a minute.
Right.
Like, besides all the serious world-ending shit, constantly.
Yeah. Okay. And that'll be where we stop for tonight.